on Meet the Press Sunday, they talked about robots and the internet being cheap and efficient when doing manufacturing jobs, and that human beings are not. It seems to me that means that for human beings, the future of employment may be created by the internet as innovators of new solutions to existing everyday problems. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and this is Startup American News. Today, you'll meet three such innovators who are also becoming crowdfunding success stories. Important because America needs investment in the future. And you can help American innovators simply by pre-purchasing products that you like so they can deliver for you and all of us. First, meet Jessica Richmond, CEO of UBiome.
We decided to do it through crowdfunding because we really want to involve the public in science. It's a good way to raise money. I mean, sort of obviously now that crowdfunding has proven itself as a model for that. But I think also, in particular in our case, crowdfunding allows us to get to know what people want to know about the microbiome. It helps us understand what people want. So our goal was to raise $100,000. We wanted to have at least, we thought we might be able to do it with less, but we wanted to have enough where we were sure that we could have economies of scale and you know, be able to complete the project. And then it just kind of went crazy. Like, people have been really interested in it. We've gotten articles in from Wired to Scientific American, ABC Television News, MSNBC. I mean, it's been just crazy. It's sort of really exploded. And we far surpassed our goal. We're almost at three times our goal. We're at 274,000.
Learn how you can actively participate in innovative job growth at startupamericannews.org. Next, meet fitness enthusiast Dave Scott, co-founder of Amigo Fitness Tracker.
I'm a big fitness consumer myself, and so is my partner. We both like to exercise, and you know, we thought it'd be great to create an experience where we could go in and do a sort of freestyle workout where we could lift some weights and do some, you know, maybe run the treadmill or the elliptical or this, you know, cycle. And we could store all that information and share that information with our friends and our community so that we could get more engaged in our own experience to see what we've done and how to better achieve, but also to get engaged in the experience of our friends and family. And so that set us down the path to create some type of software and hardware device that could actually track all of this. And so here we are today, and we chose to do Indiegogo to use that as a great platform to raise awareness for the product. That would allow us to also get our first customers as we head into the summer when we first ship the product. The initial goal was $90,000, and we set that goal based on, you know, manufacturing setup. And today, after just about 3.5 weeks or so, we're just over $300,000.
Learn how you can actively participate in innovative job growth at startupamericannews.org. Aerospace engineer Kellen O'Connor is co-founder of an innovative technology called TetherCell, and is well on his way to raising $59,000 that he needs to launch his innovations worldwide.
TetherCell allows people to embed intelligence and connectivity in devices that are 10, 15, 20 years old. You can actually go backwards and introduce intelligence and connectivity into old devices. That's very groundbreaking. Crowdfunding, specifically for hardware startups, is a great avenue to go down for market testing, as well as being able to gather funds for the initial production run in a very low-risk way. You're not giving away equity. You're getting a sense of how well people are responding to your product, and you get a lot of feedback. It's really a win-win situation. The customer gets to test out the product and interact with the founders, and the founders get a lot of feedback, which they can use to better improve the product, to adjust the price point, to adjust the overall pitch. As you come out of a crowdfunding campaign, the product is that much more prepared for, you know, getting to market.
I'm Mike Hayes. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Email me right now, mike@startupamericannews.org, or visit our website, startupamericannews.org. Thanks.